You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Daniel Mack, already wanted for eluding, runs from a Missouri cop who spots Mack at a casino. Cops catch him this time, and he's loaded into a patrol car. When Mack arrives at jail, he escapes the car and takes off again.
Nancy, Mack somehow managed to get out of his seatbelt with his hands cuffed behind his back and exited the stationary patrol car as they waited for the Clay County Detention Center to let them in. The Missouri highway trooper Mack ran from calls for backup, and an extensive manhunt ensued. Mack escaped around 10 p.m., and there was still no sign of him hours later.
Cops finally spot Mack walking down the street the next morning, still cuffed. Believe it or not, the man takes off for a third time. He's finally tackled to the ground and returned to jail for eluding again. This guy needs to headline with Houdini. Keith Sturgill visits his friends, Hector Mendoza and Savannah Brim, and their three children. Sturgill leaves a loaded gun on the family's kitchen table. And of course, a five-year-old little girl grabs it, plays with it. Her little brother, Michael Mendoza, 4 years old, ends up fatally shot.
A mom, her name Savannah Bream, calls 911, but the boy is pronounced dead when EMS arrives at their North Carolina home. Bream, obviously shaken by the shooting, told a judge, quote, "I was taking care of my other kid at the time in the other room, and I heard it. I thought he put it up." In the wake of the tragic accident, Gaston County Police are reminding gun owners to keep their weapons safe and locked.
All three adults in the home charged with involuntary manslaughter and felony child abuse. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A cell phone analysis and partial fingerprint on a cell phone have led to the arrest of a Fort Wayne man on murder and other charges in the fatal stabbings of a couple in 2017. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
35-year-old Dustin Neal was charged Friday with two counts each of murder, felony murder, and robbery resulting in serious bodily injury in the June 2017 slayings of 25-year-old Noel Trice and 29-year-old Brian Lash. The couple was found dead the morning after hosting a party that Neal attended. Police and an FBI agent conducted an analysis of Neal's cell phone in October that showed it pinged off a cell site near the victim's home on the morning of the slayings, despite his contention he had not returned to the home after leaving the party.
Court documents say a partial print found on Trice's cell phone also led investigators to Neal. A man who was sentenced to serve 36 years in prison for the murder of a Virginia State Police special agent could receive additional time in prison after being convicted in two prison assaults. Travis Aaron Ball was convicted in the 2017 killing of Special Agent Michael Walter in Richmond's Mosby Court public housing complex. Ball's convictions for the prison attacks have drawn the attention of Richmond prosecutors, who have filed a motion seeking to revoke the suspended life sentence Ball received in Walter's murder. A hearing is scheduled for March 10th. When Ball was sentenced in 2018 for Walter's killing, a judge imposed a life sentence but suspended all but 36 years of that time. Prosecutors had sought a 60-year term, the maximum allowed under a plea deal that guaranteed that Ball would be convicted of a capital crime, which is typically punishable by death or life in prison. Prosecutors plan to seek a decades-long prison sentence for a man who pleaded guilty this week to opening fire in a subway car and wounding 10 riders in an attack that shocked New York City. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
63-year-old Frank James entered a guilty plea on Tuesday in Brooklyn Federal Court, admitting that he was responsible for the April 12th attack. It set off a massive 30-hour manhunt that ended when he called the police himself. Prosecutors told Judge William F. Koontz II in a letter late last week that they planned to ask him to go beyond the roughly 32-year to 39-year sentence that federal sentencing guidelines would recommend. James planned the attack for years and endangered the lives of dozens of people, prosecutors said in the letter.
James had been scheduled to stand trial in late February. A police officer conducting surveillance escaped injury Monday after a man armed with a rifle fired into an unmarked police car. The Michigan State Police Homicide Task Force and the department's Special Investigations Section detectives are investigating the shooting, which occurred around 7:35 a.m. when the undercover Dearborn officer was approached by the man with the rifle. Last September, two Detroit residents were charged after a Michigan State trooper was shot while conducting surveillance with other members of a narcotics unit.
After a night of boozing it up, Eugenia Pinchuk tries to drive home. Instead, she parks on train tracks. The 21-year-old gets out of the car and walks off. Minutes later, a train crashes through the car. Florida cops find Pinchuk and book her on DUI. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.